kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Indeed, heaven gained this time. That's Emtia, a former colleague and a friend who passed on a couple of years ago. Yeah, now when I listen to this song, I realize what they mean when they say that sometimes you see the value of a person when they are gone. I'm listening to him and I'm like, wow, this guy was talented. This guy was gifted there. See ya, MCR on AM657 with Sizo Ngoba. Bring us to exactly 12 minutes after 7. And this is Thursday Live by Giti. Let's hope our lines are not going to disappoint us this time around, as I'll be speaking to Mr. Nyakal Lomputi. He'll be talking about the power of sin. Mr. Mputi, are you there? Hello? Mr. Mputi? Mr. Mputi? Okay. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to give it a try once again. More AM 657 kilohertz. And the time now is 13 after 7. Let's do this. Okay, let's see if it rings and if we can be able to get hold of him. I've just spoken with him now before we went on air. Just talked, and after that, yeah. Right, Kirga Mokeya Momoyeng. It looks like... yeah. Another number that I called him on. Yeah, we keep on trying. We keep on trying until we get it right. We never give up, at least that easily. So don't give up that easily. 14 minutes after 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Okay, still ringing. Mr. Mputi?
I would go first.
How are you, sir?
No, I'm good, sir.
I tried the other line. It wasn't ringing at all on my side. I don't know whether it was ringing on yours.
Yeah, actually it was. It was ringing.
Oh, but you didn't answer?
No, I did answer, but when I answered, it was just quiet.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I see what the problem could be. We're talking about the power of sin, but before you do that, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Mr. Nyakalo Mputi?
No, okay. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Abuti Godfrey, and all the wonderful listeners of Radio Pulpit. My name is Nyakalo Mputi. I hail from the East End, Davyton, to be precise. So, yeah, I'm born again Christian, and I love God. I've been married for 8 years now. I've got 3 kids and a wonderful wife. And I currently reside in Besley at Springs.
Did you say you have 8 kids?
No, I have. I've been married for 8 years and I have 3 kids.
Oh, 3 kids. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with having 8 kids.
Nah, nothing is wrong.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Okay, you hail from the East Rand to Davyton, to be precise, right?
Yes.
The power of sin. That's tonight's message. Tell us more about it, Baba.
No, if you check, or if you take time to peruse into the scriptures, there at the beginning, if maybe we consult the principle of first mention. When Adam and Eve are given a command by God to not eat a certain particular tree, God tells them that if they would eat, they would die. So God, when he addresses Adam and Eve, he tells them the end result, you know. He tells them the end result. But when you go to chapter 4 of Genesis, specifically verse 7, this is where it gets interesting, because there God, for the first time in the scriptures, gives this nature, this entity, he gives it a name and he calls it sin. He says to Cain that if you do not do well, will you not be accepted? It's a question. And then subsequently he says, if you don't do well, sin is crouching at your door and it desires for you, but you should rule over it. So right there in that passage, basically we are being told the very terrible nature of this reality, of this entity called sin, that it is something that desires, and it's something that has a power. If it goes through, or is given an opportunity, if it goes through a door, it comes in and it is invasive. It's an invasive thing. It infects, and then when it does that, then its power it begins to be shown, because we realize that for us to understand what is the power of sin, we must first understand what is the nature of sin. So the nature of sin, it is that it is opportunistic. Not only that it kills, but it seeks an opportunity to enter and then and destroy and do its agenda. So it seems like it's God addresses sin as a person. He gives it personality. And what he says that it has desires. It desires man. At that moment, it was desiring Cain. But if Cain does not watch out, it will come over him and it will get into him and it will infect him and it will kill him. So basically, that is the power of sin, that it is alive. It has its own agenda, which is running opposite to the agenda of God. Yeah.
M657 kilohertz, it's 18 after 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're still with Mr. Nyakalo. Is it pastor or a mister?
Either way, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. Because at church I'm the pastor, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Sorry, yeah. Pastor, I really need to address you by your calling. Yeah, so that people can be able to, because it sounds convincing when it comes from the mouth of a pastor instead of the mouth of somebody, a minister or a businessman. Because when you talk sin, when you talk about deep spiritual issues, so even if it's an ordinary person, people don't pay too much attention to it. They're like, this one, who is he to talk about something as deep as sin? You know what I mean? So once you say pastor Nyakalo Mphuthi, then they pay attention, because it's the pastor that is speaking. So unfortunately, that's the anointing. That's how it operates, and it goes with influence and authority. So you speak with authority, not because of a title, but because of a calling and a gift. So it does have power. But one thing I realize about this is that in most cases, we are warned before we sin with regards to the detrimental of sinning. And it's not like we don't know, or we are not told the repercussion of our sin. But then again, we cannot run away from the fact that we are, because of sin, the first sin, we are born with it. Even our children. I know sometimes we have this tendency of thinking that our children are born again because they are innocent. Yeah, I think they are innocent as long as they cannot walk, as long as they cannot talk. But the minute they start crawling, then we begin to sin that, my goodness, I've just given birth to little sinners in this house. So sometimes we think children are born innocent and all that. But it's sin as something that we are born in or with because of the sin that was committed by Adam.
Yeah. So, I would be good for it. It's important that we as believers, and even the community of the brethren, the kingdom of God, we must begin to understand these things. That it's important that we understand the beginning, the origin of things. I like the statement that said that we are born of sin. Yes, it's a true statement, but it's not entirely true. The truth of the matter is we were born without sin originally. Originally, we were without sin. There was no sin in man. In the triune being of man as a spirit and man as a soul and man as a body, there was no sin. But we know that through deception in the garden, it found its way into mankind. So now because of our father and our mother, and Mother Eve and Mother Adam. Now sin it gets to be transcended genetically. It seems now to move in our nature, and it cascades down to our offspring. So now, this is the other issue then that we must begin to understand about how dangerous sin is. Because invasive as it is, now it has another a terrible gripping and paralyzing effect, that it is transmittable. You see, we are born into it, but the only time that it gets activated is when we have begun to operate in a knowledge level. You spoke about kids. Our kids are born with sin, the capacity and the capability to sin. They don't know it yet. But up until they come to the time where they begin to interact with knowledge, now that knowledge opens a door, then sin comes into effect. You see? So that's the most important thing that you must understand, that even now that we are born with sin as human beings, or with the capacity and the capability, originally it was not so. We were born without it, and then somehow through disobedience, somehow through not listening to what was given as an instruction, it found a way. So now it highlights the opportunistic nature of sin. Yeah.
Absolutely. 23 after 7 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily company. But then I know that time is not on our side, and a few things that I would like us to address and this evening without leaving them for next week. Now, let's bring it down to our times. Yes, we talked about where it originates and what have you, but we have a problem of sort of categorizing sin in the church, because like right now when we talk about the power of sin, many people think about one thing, and even if they don't do that one thing, to them they're not sinning. And but if others are doing those that one thing that they call sin, then those people are sinners. But that is deception, because sin cannot be categorized like that. A sin is a sin, and it's a sin. It doesn't have size. It doesn't have... Yeah, I can't say this is a big sin, more especially like that. If the Bible says there is a big sin and there is a small sin, then that's true, and that's the truth. But if it's us who decide then, this is going to be a sin and this is not going to be a sin. I can give you one good example. When we talk about sin, more especially in our churches, the charismatic, the Pentecostal, that was then, I don't know about now, the trend was they think about fornication. Then you're not talking about sin. And the very same people would lie, the very same people would steal, the very same people would cheat, but as long as they are committing fornication. And the other example, I don't know how old are you, but back in the days, if you commit that sin, you'd be excommunicated. I think that's the reason why that was there. This sin that requires the wrath, unfortunately, the wrath of man compared to the other sins that people would just commit without being noticed and what have you. Even with this fornication sin, you'd only be excommunicated when the ladies will be excommunicated when they are pregnant. How do you address that issue for people to understand how deep and dangerous this thing is, more especially if we look at it that way?
You know, thank you for that question, Abutigofi. The thing is that the issue with the modern church, or the modern charismatic churches, and the whole charismatic movement, they know the latter day dispensationalism. The thing is that when it comes to sin, we have fallen in the trap of intellectualizing it. You see? And because of intellectualizing sin, then we came with this idea of categorizing it. But when you read the scriptures, there is no categorization of sin. Yes, the Bible tells us that some sins lead to death. Some sins lead to incapacity. Some sins lead to limitation. some things would lead to an unfulfilled potential, because if you keep sinning, you won't be able to reach the fullest potential. So we are being told that the effect of it might vary, but sin is sin. And in how it expresses itself is the same thing. You spoke about the favorite sin, Yabazalwane, which is called fornication. You see, that one is a bit tricky, and that's why we bash each other and we bite each other and we end up even going as far as destroying each other concerning that thing. It's because we have foregone depending on the scriptures to understand what sin is, and we went into falling into a trap. I believe it's a trap of the enemy to intellectualize sin. Sin is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual state that is able to manifest itself through our physical attributes or through our physical activity. That it is. So a spiritual thing cannot be articulated or be addressed, intelligence, intellectual. It's impossible. So now when we categorize it, we missed it, because now it is us who put the level of saying this one is bigger than the other. But there's one of the bigger, I believe it's one of the most dangerous things. Right now, as you speak, the sin of gossip. I speak about you in dark corridors to other people. That's something that is happening to your life. That, as a brother, I should be helping you about. Maybe pray to God about it. But I decide to gossip about it and back chat you. You know what happens? Your words that you speak in gossip, they go into the atmosphere, into the spirit realm, where in the spirit realm there are both the evil spirits and good spirits. And then now you've just opened a door. You've created an opportunity. Remember what we said about sin? Sin is opportunistic. Now you create an opportunity for sin, and then it now comes through your way. I don't know how many people are being destroyed in the church because of the things that we say behind their backs. And then we focus on fornication because somebody gets pregnant and you can see it. There is much more danger in sin, because even especially the things that are personal, the things that are secrets, those ones are the most dangerous, because we never talk about them. You think, no, nobody sees me doing it. But because somebody has been caught out doing it, maybe theirs is their worst. It does not work that way. Sin is sin. Gossip is as dirty as fornication. Fornication is as terrible as murder. Murder is as terrible as witchcraft. All of them, they are the spectrum of sin. And its expression in humankind or in human nature.
Mm. Yes, Muruti, thank you once again. Because of time, hopefully we'll have part two of this next week.
No, by the grace of God, I believe that we'll have part two of this, because it's a very serious subject that we need to understand, that sin is a terrible nature. It is against God, it's against the agenda and the move of God. It is against what God has intended for us. So it is the enemy. Mm. It is the true enemy that we must overcome every day. But I like this. This will be my parting shot. At verse 7 of chapter 4, Genesis, God tells us something. Already the parents, Adam and Eve, had fallen into sin, and now they've given birth to offspring. They are born into sin. But God gives us a way out. God gives us a hope that even when sin desires us, but we can still rule over it. We can still execute dominion over it through Christ Jesus. And maybe next time that's what we'll talk about. How do we walk in the victory of overcoming sin and being on top of it, not the other way around?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. No, blessed
be the Lord.
My numbers are 082-642-3728.
Yeah, it's
082-642-3728. Yes, sir.
Pastor Mputi.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Murtuaka. No, the Lord bless you and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. The Lord is good and his mercy is in your heart.
Thank you. Amen. Ki Muruti Nyakalo Mputi, that number again, 082-642-3728. And that is Samatla Nagi 067-226-5934.
4. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.